I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about the concept of humility and the difficulty we have with understanding it. And there's so many facets to this. You know, humility is the chief virtue because it's the opposite of pride, which is the chief sin. And humility is also at the heart of teamwork and leadership. A humble leader and humble people who are vulnerable with each other is the key to great teamwork and a great organizational culture. Humility is just that important. The problem is it's hard to understand how to do that. And it is so rare in society, and it's hard to find examples of it. And there's this amazing prayer that I've heard from all different kinds of people, Catholic and otherwise. It's called the Litany of Humility. And look it up. Non-Catholics have come to me. I'm a Catholic. And they said, hey, you got to look at this prayer. The Litany of Humility is this amazing prayer that's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. And in that prayer, we're asking God to give us the desire to be overlooked, the desire not to be given credit, the desire to be passed over. And every time I pray it, and the people that have shared it with me have said, oh my gosh, this is an amazing prayer. I realized one day it's not actually scary because we're not praying that God makes us overlooked and that God makes us unseen. We're saying, give us a desire for that. Give me the freedom so that in my life, I don't really care if I get credit. Having that desire is such an unburdening thing. What a beautiful thing not to care if people know who you are or what you do or give you credit for things. And praying to God for that kind of radical humility is a beautiful thing.
And so much of overcoming our fears comes down to choosing the right fear, right? So when I'm reading some of the words of the Litany of Humility right now as you're talking, Pat, from the fear of being forgotten, from the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wrong, deliver me, Jesus. Think about this. If you live a life dominated by those fears, well, that's something to be afraid of, isn't it? I mean, that's an awful life. Think about what your life looks like if you're going through life attached to what all sorts of people think about you. Now, you're going to read some of the lines of the Litany of Humility and find them disturbing because you're thinking, well, I want to matter. Look, God wants you to matter too. This prayer, I'd maybe insert in your mind from the fear of being ridiculed by people or forgotten by people. Know that God always remembers you. This is about finding your worth in God, being secure in Him, being secure with the people closest to you, and no longer seeking the empty praises of the world. That's a path to freedom.
Yes. And that's why this is such a powerful prayer. And that's why humility is the antidote to all of the sin that holds us captive. So let's pray, Chris.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask you to deliver us from our unhealthy attachment to the attention of people and to the glories that the world offers, so that we rest in our true value and dignity as your sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.